Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Charlotte, welcome to Self Care Club. We're so thrilled to have you here. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, ladies.
We were so excited to hear about your new retreat, The Dreaming. We brought it to our listeners a couple of months ago, but we would love to hear from you to tell anyone who doesn't know about it already, what is The Dreaming and what can they expect from it?
So The Dreaming is a beautiful place right in the heart of Wales. The house is the old family home of Laura Ashley and her family. And I have been on a mission for the last 2 years to renovate that house and make it somewhere really special and creative, let's say. And but more than anything, it's about the land, really. It's about the nature that surrounds it. We're flanked by 2 waterfalls. There's lots of really magical places all around. Where it is in the Elan Valley is absolutely stunning, and a lot of it is really pristine wild wilderness. Yes, but I mean, in terms of the experience, so that's just the place. In terms of the experience, what I wanted to create was a place where people were able to come and feel really held, like really nurtured, really peaceful, that they felt like they could rest. But also, if necessary, then they feel like they can let go of some things. On board some new things. So really, it's a place which is about magic and creativity and rest, playfulness, wonder and discovery, but also about cultivating compassionate community, so that we can feel a part of the bigger picture. So yeah, that's loads of words. It's really difficult to explain because it's so magical. but that's.
Have you always been into wellness, Charlotte?
Not really. I think that I towards, you know, like probably midway through my 20s, I started going, I don't want to go out every weekend with the girls and get pissed and then forget all the deep and meaningfuls we've had. Like, how can we get together in a way that, you know, we can be silly and free and, you know, connecting in a way that, you know, that is authentic and, you know, like in a way that booze often brings, especially the first part, you know, where it's sort of reasonable. And so I started hosting little retreats in my back garden for all my girls, and that's how it started. Really
sweet.
Just because it was like, okay, I love going out and partying with you all and it's totally awesome and there's a place for that, but let's try doing something different. And you know what? We just had these incredible experiences where we felt so connected to each other. We all felt like we were just Oh, we felt like we were on cloud nine for weeks, even months afterwards. So something about the alchemy of what it was just made us all feel better for ages afterwards. And we did really simple things. We did like den building and foraging and a bit of dance, different sorts of dance, yoga, just all sorts of stuff like that, really. We had really beautiful food. My husband cooked us all the food. What a sweetheart. And
nice.
Yeah, and so I've not been. That's really when I started to think about well-being, wellness. You know, I just started noticing things about myself and my own patterns of behavior and my own destructive patterns of behavior. And you know, I think for a long time I've been really interested in spirituality and different religions, and particularly Eastern religions, and the idea of attention and awareness and these sorts of things. But yes, well-being came through the girls.
Nice.
Well, we're delighted that it has, because we are beyond excited. We're going to be your guests, I think, in February or March time, and we are living for it. Yes. Can you tell us some of the treatments and practices that the Dreaming offers? Because it's not like a normal retreat, is it? It's a retreat with a bit of a twist.
Yeah, I suppose, again, what I was looking to do is to make a space for people to come where they don't necessarily know the last nook and cranny of everything that's going to happen. So it's not like, oh, you're coming here for a very specific yoga retreat, or you're coming here for sound healing, or I wanted it to be a real mix of things so that actually people can dip their toe into all sorts of healing modalities that they wouldn't have been normally exposed to, maybe. But also I wanted it to feel a bit spontaneous and fun. And again, it's like that childlike play and curiosity. But the practices, in the majority, they'll fall into three categories, which will be nature connection, sound healing, and ceremony. There are a million different ways to explore these three different pillars. But it will be things like stargazing, storytelling, loads of sound healing stuff, singing to the land, dancing, qigong, yoga.
She's very excited. I mean, about the singing to the land.
Besides,
like the thing she keeps. I want to sing to the land with Charlotte.
I do. It's like a dream come true. Can you tell us a bit more about the singing to the land? What does it symbolize? Why is it good for you? What are its benefits? Because I've seen it all over your Instagram, and it looks very magical, as you said, and there seems like there's a real spirituality attached to it. But how did you come up with it? We've never heard of anything like that. So we'd love to hear from you what it's all about.
Well, I came across it by a lady local to Powys called Sophie, and she had got in touch as a practitioner, and she said, do you ever go out and sing to the land? And I was like, I definitely sing outside and I sing to myself, but I've never intentionally sort of sung to the land. And so she took me through our forest and just sort of showed me what she does as a personal practice. She also takes groups out and does this as a practitioner as well. And she's amazing. And the principles are of it. I mean, there's a million different ways you can look at it, right? You can look at it, on a sort of altered consciousness sort of way, and the idea that plants are alive and that we are communicating with plants, and that plants really, really enjoy being serenaded. They really like being sung to, much like the rest of us. And so it is a very quick way to connect with nature, with the natural world. And the more you do this practice, the more you feel that the natural world comes to you. Like, you're less of a predator, you know, you're less of a scary thing that's foreign in the landscape. And actually you're there contributing to the sound of it all, you know? So it starts to place you in nature as you know, inside nature as opposed to apart from it. So that's for me the most special and magical thing about singing to the land. But if you're looking at it, you know, from a scientific point of view, in terms of your respiratory system and breath and breathing, it's a really excellent practice. You're mm-hmm. outside, so the air quality is going to be better, particularly if you're in a natural space. So you, you know, whilst you're singing, you're taking in these big, deep, nourishing breaths full of fresh air. And then if you want to look at other ways to think about it, like I'm quite into polyvagal theory. Polyvagal theory is this whole understanding of the nervous system. And it's really fascinating. It's all to do with the vagus nerve. And it's all to do with how we can help to soothe our nervous systems, because the one of the central points of polyvagal theory is that we are constantly co-regulating each other's nervous systems through lots of different things that we're doing, through how our face looks. Like, so there's lots of connecting bits from the nervous system, particularly from the vagus nerve, which interact with the muscles in the face, and everything which controls the voice and the voice box. So how we speak, the tone of our voice, how we are communicating with our faces, it plays a big part in co-regulating other people's nervous systems. And one of the best things that we can do for the vagus nerve is sing. And I could go on in many different terms, in esoteric terms, in scientific terms, for the benefits of singing, but particularly the benefits of singing outside to nature.
I'm just wondering, I'm sure the plants absolutely love hearing you sing. I'm just wondering how they'll react to Lauren singing.
She's such a cow. She's so horrible to me, Charlotte. I'm going to come to the retreat just to get away from you.
I'm going
in the vagina room alone. You can have your own room. I'm not sharing with you anymore. Are you going to be singing there in person? Will you be there?
Yeah, I'll be there every Tuesday and Wednesday. So I'll be holding sound ceremonies and singing to the land and all sorts of other practices as well that I've been learning, different healing modalities which really speak to me. So this is one of the first things. Well, I'm not going to tell you actually, because I want it to be a surprise to people. But one of the first things that I want to try and do is to break down these barriers, of I can't sing, or I don't make a nice noise. And so I think
we did a week of choir.
I'm just
saying, I don't want your forest to shrivel and die after my visit, because the plants might go, no, it please won't. Leave.
They won't. But also there's loads of ways that I can teach you to access something that you're going to be happy with the way it sounds.
I'll be delighted. It's just no one else with me.
But that's all that it's about. It's not about, you know, we have been communicating through sound since time immemorial. You know, we sang and we made noises to each other before we could speak, before we had language. So this has always been our mode. But I think that we've got a very narrow, because popular culture sort of presents us with, you know, a particular way and a particular way to sing and a particular way to sound, and that actually we forget that the idea of doing things like mimicking birdsong, or, you know, finding ways in which to mimic all sorts of sounds that we hear within nature is still a modality. And actually then sometimes you'll end up singing and you won't even realize that you are. You know, and you won't, and it'll be a different way to have generally.
Is that a clue?
Because actually, you're concentrating on doing something else. You know, you're concentrating on mimicking a sound or doing something else, so it doesn't feel as sort of like, don't make me sing, I can't sing, that's really exposing, and I don't want to sing. But it's a huge part of freeing the voice And freeing the voice means all sorts of things more than just singing. It means expression. It's expression of who you are. It's authenticity. It's all the things that you haven't said throughout your life. So it's a deep practice to free the voice.
All the spiritual practices we've done and all the readings we've done, that's the one thing that always comes up for me, funnily enough, about finding my voice. My throat chakra is always blocked. Mm. So I think it's going to be, I mean, and maybe that's why when I went onto your Instagram and onto your website, it was the one thing that, funnily enough, I have not stopped cracking on about it, have I?
No,
I was so drawn to that particular, all right, that particular practice. What's the one thing that we absolutely mustn't miss out on whilst we're there? Or do you want to keep it a surprise because you kind of hinted at that earlier?
No, sure. I mean, you know, there are things, I suppose what I want to do is I really want to allow it to be magical for people and special and surprising. And so I don't want to just like give it all away. But of course, like I also want to talk about it and let people know what sort of thing they're going to be, you know, paying money for. So it's also important to make sure people know the sorts of things that they're coming for, so they know if they want to come or not, you know? So for me, one of the most phenomenal things about the dreaming is the dawn and night turning to day, because we've got we're the second darkest night sky in the UK. So many times in a week that the night sky is spectacular, and I often get awoken at about 4 a.m. Which I don't when I'm at home in Cardiff at all. Like, I'm a good sleeper. But whenever I'm at the dreaming, I often get awoken at about 4 a.m. And I'm just drawn outside. It's just like, come on, get outside. And I'm just like, yeah, I have had at least one absolutely transcendental experience where I've just watched night turn to day. I've just watched the rising of the sun. I haven't done anything else. You know, sometimes I've journaled, but this one particular time I literally just sat and watched it, and it was heartbreakingly beautiful. Like, it was just mind blowing.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So often I think that lots of what we can do to make ourselves feel peaceful, and I think that is the aim really for me, peaceful and you know, a bit more neutral, can be found in these very simple interactions with nature. Like, nature is providing us with an absolutely phenomenal show every single day. in everything that happens in that day, in the nightfall, in the dusk, in the dawn, in the bird song, in the little beasties in the ground and everything that they're doing, if you pay attention, in absolutely everything that is happening in nature, if you're paying attention, it is a phenomenal show. And so I think whilst, you know, there are so many amazing healing modalities that really, really do work in making people feel better about themselves, better in their bodies, better in their minds, better in their hearts. For me, a lot of it is about just going back to simplicity and to nature and drawing people's attention to this incredible natural show that we get daily.
Amazing. I just totally resonate with everything you're saying. And one of the main things on our show, we've done 2.5 years of self-care and we've tried anything and everything, the weirder, the wackier, the products, the mental practice, we've tried everything. And the one thing that we always come back to, and now it's a little bit of a mantra for us, is that self-care, true self-care and true well-being costs nothing. It's free and it doesn't take up any more time. And this is exactly what you're pointing to. And it sounds like that's at the heart and the center of this retreat, because it's about getting back to what we intuitively know, but actually our society takes us so far away from with modern technology. And I love everything that you're pointing to.
Thank you. I think with modern technology, but also with, like, you know, with consumerist capitalism gone to its absolute to the nth degree, you know, so we're everything that could possibly be commercialized and commoditized is being wrapped up and we're told that we can't access it unless you pay a price for it, when actually, you know, part of what I really want to popularize is, like, you know, one of the most important things you can do for something like anxiety is learn how to breathe slower. It's so simple. Breathe through your nose, breathe slower. You know, it is so free. Yeah. You know, and you don't need to go to special breathing classes. I mean, there are a million ways that you can breathe. There are a million different breathing practices which can all help and all, like, really expand it. But the most important one is we breathe through our mouths, and that's no good for us, and we breathe too much. And so, like, yeah, I'm really passionate about helping people learn to self-soothe. Yeah. But also another thing that I'm really passionate that the dreaming can do, and that I really want to build into the experience, is that people can take this stuff home with them. Mm. And they can become healers in their own homes, in their own families, in their own communities. That they go, oh, I learned this practice, and it was this breathing thing that was really simple. Or we went dancing at dawn, and, you know, you can just go and do that in a park if you want with a group of people, and it's free.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean? Like, lots of this stuff can be very simple and very, very accessible. So yeah, I'm really passionate about that. Okay. But I'm interested. So with you ladies, what have been, obviously you've just said your findings mainly were that this stuff can be very accessible and very free. But what have been your favorite things that you've come across?
Well, she loved the choir. That was her top thing. I think that's why you're so into the singing to the land. It was like one of your favourite weeks. We joined a local choir and it was lovely, wasn't it?
I found it like a religious experience. I cried in it, just hearing all the voices come together. We were very fresh out of lockdown, so it's probably one of the first times that we'd been in a space with a lot of people as well. It was one of the first times that I'd heard live music in a couple of years. And there was something about... because it all came down to community, didn't it?
And the stories and the people in the choir and what
brings them to choir and how, you know, it had saved some people's lives and it had brought them back to life just from singing collectively. It healed so many wounds. Yeah. I just found it totally powerful. What was your favourite?
I mean, I'm always really scathing of the more spiritual stuff that we did. Like, we did a week of Reiki and we did a week of crystal healing. And then ironically, I end up having these sort of transformative experiences from it. We did angel therapy with this woman who, you know, and you go into it and you think, oh, she's going to be cuckoo. It's going to be, it was unbelievable. And it was unbelievable that week for me.
She's a real skeptic about when it comes to wellness and self-care, but she is learning that actually it's really good for you. I mean, we've done things like a week of tree hugging, which I still hug a tree. I still love hugging trees. And going back to what you were saying, that, you know, there's always a show to be seen in nature, the learning and the science that we can, and the wisdom that comes from just being around a tree was... It was transformative, because actually it just stands there and it stands tall and it does its thing and no one messes around with it, and it does it all year round, regardless of what's happening.
Well, and also it was there before you and it will be there after you're gone. So it puts everything into a lot of perspective, because you realise everything is transitory, especially us, you know.
Yeah.
And we both have dogs.
Absolutely.
So we walk every day with our dogs, and we live near woodland. So that's, you know, even though we're in London, we're near woodland. So that's also quite nice. We like a bit of awe walking. That was one of our favourite walks. I want to know about the rooms, Charlotte. Nice. What's your favourite room at the Dreaming? Which one should we stay in? And why?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's really difficult because they've all got their own personality, you know, they're all really different. So the Wanderer, I mean, they're all really like lavish in their way. They're all there's something very comfortable about them. Like you don't feel like you can't put a cup down anywhere, you know, it is really homely and warm. I mean, I love the simplicity of the moon. It's really feminine. It's really simple and clean and pure. But also, if I'm going to go mythic with it, there's something about the moon which sort of makes me think of the oracles at Delphi, or, you know, some sort of ancient female intuitive knowledge bringers sort of vibe. So I love the moon for that. It's also got a cracking moon shaped bath, which is awesome.
Oh, a moon shaped bath or the vagina shower. It's a bit of an option.
We've got to talk about the vagina shower, Charlotte.
We have to.
We talk about vaginas endlessly on this show.
Because I'm a doula, so vaginas are my life. So we talk about them a lot.
We do.
Don't we? Yeah.
We do. Is it actually fascinating
and complex things?
Tell us about it. Was it actually inspired by the vagina, or did it just sort of work out that way?
Did it just happen like that?
It just sort of became a vagina.
Okay, I can see how that happens.
It was interesting because, you know, I was just going for this pink Tadalact shower. This Tadalact is a form of plaster which is very smooth and a bit shiny. And so, and of course, you know, all of part of the thing with Tadalact is that you have, everything has very flowing, smooth, soft, rounded corners and such. And so, of course, it was going to end up looking like a beautiful vagina. and it's got an unusual opening, which is like half, it's like the bottom half of a vagina. So it's not quite the whole vagina, but that would be epic, wouldn't it, actually? Now you've got me thinking. Maybe we need to make it an entire vagina.
Okay.
I mean, if there's anyone that can guide you in the right direction,
it's me.
It's this
lady. I've seen many, many, many.
What's your favourite thing about vaginas?
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
What's my favourite thing? I'll tell you my favourite thing is that they are designed for childbirth. As in, I don't like this whole myth that you have a baby and everything is, in inverted commas, ruined. Because nobody says about a penis, oh my God, you're going to get an erection and then it will go away and then it's going to be like stretched and ruined forever. No one ever says that. But there's this whole myth that once you've given birth, everything's trashed. It's not, because it's an elasticated tunnel built to stretch and accommodate babies, tampons, all sorts of things. That's my favourite thing about the vagina, is that it is so...
elastic.
Elastic, life-giving, magical. And unique. Yeah. Everyone's unique.
Are we going to go around the room That's now and lovely. Talk about our favourite things about vaginas? Because I'm not sure I want to.
She doesn't want to talk about them anymore.
I tell you something I learned, which is amazing. It's not really about the vagina, but it's about erectile tissue.
Yes.
Which, of course, we have erectile tissue in the form of the clitoris. Is that our only erectile tissue?
Yes, but also they only learned, it's something crazy, like 10, 15 years ago, the actual true size of it. And everyone thought it was just the little nubbin, but actually it's like huge. And
it's like a wishbone, isn't it?
Yes, and it extends down and there's a lot to learn. I mean, it's basically like a little internal
There's a lot to learn
penis.
About the clitoris.
A lot.
Right, I'm going to switch the focus now. Charlotte, we would like to know, what do you do? I mean, you have a very busy life, very busy work life. You're obviously opening a new business, very busy family life. You have a young child again. What do you do for your own wellness, self-care, sanity? How do you manage it all?
Well, what I tend to do is... I tend to make myself very strict routines of things that I will plan to do and then totally fail to do them.
Okay.
And then what I do is I do what I fancy on the day, and I just take it easy and I'm a bit gentler on myself. And sometimes that might be journaling. Sometimes it might be going for a walk in the woods. Sometimes it might be singing to the land. Sometimes it might just be putting on Beyonce and twerking as hard as I can outside.
That's
so really it is, but just outside, just as long as as much as possible it's outside. I mean, there are other little like tricks, so things like I really really love getting up early. I love getting up before anybody else is up. It's my time, it's free time. You know, if there's nothing else that I should be doing, and so that I feel that I'm, you know, not that I'm letting anybody else down, like it is absolutely unquestionably my time. So the earlier I get up, the better, because that really gives me a nice chunk of time in the morning. And so sometimes with practices like journaling, I try and create a beautiful little setting for myself. So even if it's just like a really nice pen, aww, a really nice pen, and a really nice journal book. I light a candle. I have a nice drink, whatever that is. Sometimes it's a herbal tea, sometimes it's a coffee, and a blanket. And I just create this beautiful little vignette of experience for myself, which makes me want to get out of bed. So even if I'm a bit tired, I'm like, but there's that, which is really nice.
That's filled with such self-love, isn't it? Even the blanket and the drink and the candle, you make it such a gorgeous experience. That's really lovely, really lovely.
Yes. So I think a lot of the time, with all of this stuff, right, it's about your own creativity. And so what can you personally do for yourself, which is totally unique and bespoke, for you, that just makes you feel marvelous, and that I think is magic. That is what magic is all about, is creating, using your own creativity to really bring forth something. Because, you know, other practices, whether it's a breathwork thing or whether it's shirinyaku, or, you know, that is sort of other people's magic that they found of ways in which to soothe themselves. But really the most powerful thing that you can do is create your own magic, which is to use your own creativity to make something really, really special for yourself.
Lovely.
Thank you. That was so lovely. And it's so true. I mean, Lauren and I have a totally different way of looking after ourselves, but both are just as powerful and just as effective. Charlotte, we are So delighted to have had you on the show. Thank you so much for your time today.
We're going to see you in person in a few months. I can't wait.
We cannot.
And we will do some lovely singing.
Okay, yeah. We'll do some lovely singing and you'll just have to suck it up.
I'll be fine with listening to Charlotte singing, I promise you.
Well, you won't be listening to me, my love. We'll all be listening to each other.
Thank you so much for your time and we can't wait to meet you in person.
Yes, it's going to be lush. Can't wait to meet you.
Bye.